Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story. Now, this story comes from a throwaway account. I did see some comments below it. It does come with an update, by the way, but people still don't think it's quite concluded. So if you want to skip it, totally up to you. Timestamps are in the description, all that good stuff. But it's titled, "Found an expensive gift tucked away in my husband's car, and it's not for me." Yesterday, I, 35 female, sent my husband, 38 male, out to the grocery store to pick up some bread really quick. He came home over 2 hours later. Asked him where he was, and he tells me that he had to pick up some things for Christmas for his co-workers and others. The co-workers thing made sense, but the wording about others was so odd. I'm like, what others? He says, oh, you know, you guys, the family. Now, this man never buys us gifts. Ever. I handle all the Christmas shopping for the whole family. I buy and wrap my own present every year. I suspend my disbelief and just say, okay. The whole thing seemed more and more like bullshit as I thought about it, and it occurred to me that when he came into the house, he didn't bring anything with him. Just the groceries. Whatever he bought must be in his car. Found a chance to sneak out to the car. There is nothing in it but a single bag. It's hidden pretty well behind his seat. Dolce & Gabbana sunglasses. Check our bank account, $350 purchase. They are absolutely not for me. I don't wear sunglasses. I wear prescription glasses. I'm super blind, and it's just never been convenient to get sunglasses too. Check the model online, and I think they are men's. I can't think of a single person in his life he'd buy something this extravagant for. I don't think it's for his boss or anything like that. He hates his boss, and I would have bitched about having to buy a gift for him. He would never wear something like that himself. What do I do, Reddit? I could ask where the extra, non-existent gifts for the family are when we unwrap presents tomorrow. But do I really want to start a fight on Christmas? And I think your plan there was partially right. I think, you know, when you unwrap the presents and you've seen it on your statement that $350 have been spent at Dolce & Gabbana, if I'm even pronouncing that correctly, you could raise it then and say, well, who were they for? Who have you spent the $350 for? On a joint bank account by the sounds of it, so, you know, it's your money too. But surely as well, if it is something shady, then why would you do that on a joint account of all things? But to breaking up says, be like, so what did you end up getting for your co-workers? If no sunglasses were mentioned, wait a few hours until Christmas. If no sunglasses come up, well, you have an odd situation you guys should probably talk about. Zamora says, I would probably wait until Christmas has passed, just to make sure it's not a gift for me. Because even if you confront him now, he could play it off like, they're for you, even if that's not true. If Christmas rolls around and you don't see that gift or hear him mention it, then I'd ask about the charge on the account. If he tries to dismiss the charge, you'll have to own up to looking in the car, which I think is fine and you had a valid reason. It does seem weird to me that he didn't do a very good job hiding the purchase. He knows you can see the bank account. Maybe you should look at more transaction history and see if there's anything else that doesn't add up. Opie replies saying thank you. Waiting seems like the smartest idea. Like you said, he just changed course and I'll never catch him otherwise. It wasn't a great job, but if you looked in the car from the outside, you wouldn't see it. Maybe he thought that was enough, and he knows I can see the account, but I hardly ever check it unless I have a good reason. He's the one that handles all our finances. Sweet replies to that and says, can you sneak back out and take a picture of the sunglasses in the car so he can't gaslight you and say there weren't any sunglasses in the car and he doesn't know what you're talking about? Opie responds saying, just did it. Everyone suggested it. Shaking like a leaf, but I got a pic of the bag in the car, the glasses box, and the glasses themselves. Olivia says, if you trust him, I think it's possible they're just an unsuitable gift for you. If they don't appear when you open the gifts, later in the day or the next, hey, what's the $350 Dolce & Gabbana charge on our account? Opie says, I just don't think they could be for me. I wouldn't even be able to see, and they're not for women. We'll see, I guess. And that's very good, thank you. I could just stick to the facts and the charge on the account. Kind of don't want to fess up to looking in his car. Frolic says, if they are men's, isn't it possible he bought them for himself? When I go Christmas shopping, I buy myself gifts too. Lol. Wiggle Butt Biscuit says, great name, how's your marriage other than this? It already bums me out that you buy and wrap your own gifts every year, to be honest. Given he's an insensitive clod when it comes to gifts, is it possible he tried to do better for you this year for once and epically failed? And given that he bought it on your shared account, is he, well, stupid enough to be that bad at hiding his cheating? At this point, I'm kind of like, even if it turns out he's not cheating, you just told us I find it impossible to believe my husband will buy me an expensive gift, and quite plausible that he's the least savvy cheater ever, which makes you wonder if this marriage is bringing you much joy in the first place. OP responds saying, it's okay, just okay. We don't fight much, but the kids and I seem to take a backseat to everything in his life. He doesn't put a lot of effort in. He's the sort of guy who will lie to your face and say he's doing something slash going somewhere and do something totally different. If this is something, he might have been hiding it better in the past. The account he used is our shared account. He usually only pays bills on it or makes household purchases. He used to put his personal purchases on a BlockFi card that only he had access to. BlockFi suspended their credit services at the end of last month when they declared bankruptcy. So he's been kind of forced back to using the shared account since it's the only card he has right now. And one more comment from Floof Bean, who says, it's possible he actually did buy them for you or a close family member, and he's just very bad at gifting, since he almost never does it. He could be trying to improve. That's the most charitable interpretation. Maybe wait until after Christmas and see what happens. If the sunglasses end up disappearing and nobody you know received them, you can confess to what you did and ask him what happened to them. Or you could keep your mouth shut and just pay very close attention to this behavior and try to catch him cheating. Sorry, OP. It really sucks you have to go through this. OP says, maybe. We live out of state from all our family though. It's just us and our kids. He usually hands me a list of people I need to shop for on his side of the family, and I do everything for him. Keeping an eye on this for sure. So then OP did come in with their update, which says, hi all, I'm here to provide an update to my post from yesterday. Here. We finished our Christmas festivities this morning and I didn't receive the sunglasses that I, 35 female, found in my husband's 38 male car. I found some time alone with him and told him I was a little confused and disappointed that we hadn't received any gifts from him since he had told me he'd gone shopping for the family. He looked at me blankly and told me he never said he'd been shopping for us at all. I didn't press the point, despite it being totally false, and asked who he'd been shopping for then. He reiterated that he'd been shopping for his co-worker and that he'd bought them sunglasses. He made some effort to not reveal the price point, but he was upfront about what the gift was. I let him know I saw the charge and knew how much he spent. I asked who the co-worker was, and it's his employee slash friend. A 22 male we'll call Kevin. That's it. The end of the mystery. The gift was for Kevin. You can stop reading here and you won't miss much at all. It won't be very interesting and it'll probably be unnecessarily long. I just haven't had the time to think about this too deeply, and I feel like I need a place to organize my thoughts and vent a little. Let's start with Kevin. My husband is in a senior management position at his place of business. Kevin was just hired in the spring of this year and he reports directly to my husband. Though Kevin is quite a bit younger than my husband and at a totally different point in his life. They formed a fast friendship and started to hang out occasionally outside of work. I've never had any suspicions about their friendship, and I think it would be too strong to say their friendship is unprofessional, but it definitely hasn't been in my husband's professional best interests. It's given me pause on three different occasions just in the short amount of time they've known each other. One, a position in management opened up over the summer, and my husband encouraged Kevin to apply for it. Now, at this point, Kevin had only been with the company for a few months, and he was not qualified for the job at all. Kevin has no education past high school and a spotty employment history. My husband helped stretch the truth on his resume and spent time coaching him on interview techniques. I couldn't understand why my husband would puff up this guy's ego and make him think he had a chance in hell of landing this job, or why he'd risk his own professional reputation by recommending him as a candidate. 2. They've been seriously considering opening a business together for the past few months. Despite not knowing this guy from Adam and despite Kevin not bringing much to the table, my husband is very enthusiastic about the possibility. Here's where things get murky though. Their employer would not approve of this at all, as they consider it to be a conflict of interest. My husband isn't exactly sure what his employer would do if they found out, but it's a distinct possibility that one or both of them would find themselves no longer employed. 3. Kevin has started to behave like a total shit at work. My husband's fellow managers are complaining that Kevin is acting arrogant, argumentative, and disrespectful towards them on a regular basis. I suspect that Kevin feels his friendship with my husband will shield him from any consequence for his behavior and make him untouchable. My husband's association with this guy is becoming somewhat of a liability. We haven't argued about Kevin, but I've cautioned my husband to be careful about maintaining a professional boundary with him, as honestly, his job could be at stake. Now onto the gift. $350 Dolce & Gabbana sunglasses. How did that come to pass? Well, my husband says they organized a secret Santa gift exchange at work. He drew Kevin's name. Each person supposedly created a list of suggestions of things they wanted / liked to help their Santa shop for them, but Kevin created a joke list. Every item was absurdly expensive or impossible to acquire. One of the items was Louis Vuitton sunglasses. My husband claims that he thought it would be funny to just go ahead and get the sunglasses from the list, so he got the D&G ones. Not even slightly funny, not something Kevin genuinely wanted, and a whopping $350 total waste. But my husband saw no problem with his plan. I asked him what the spending limit on the Secret Santa was. I've never been involved in one in my whole working life where they weren't capped at like $50. He said he didn't really know. I told him he couldn't possibly give this guy these freaking sunglasses in front of a group of co-workers. Everyone would be sitting there with mugs, cookies, and a gift card, and Kevin would be sitting pretty with luxury sunglasses that turn out to be from the boss. People would start talking. It's inappropriate and weird on so many levels.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I don't know if it was because of the countless comments on my post yesterday questioning whether my husband is gay or just absurdity of the situation. I couldn't help but ask him whether or not there was more going on with this guy. If he wasn't just using the exchange as an excuse to rain an extravagant gift on a man he was trying to woo or something. He said that wasn't the case at all, and he seemed genuinely shocked that anyone might think that. He said he never considered the gift inappropriate for a work exchange but agreed completely. He said he'd return the glasses and managed to cobble together a passable replacement present for Kevin by regifting some things we got for Christmas. So that's that. Why did he lie about shopping for the family? No idea. Why didn't he tell me about the gift exchange in the first place? Couldn't tell you. Do I believe him? I think so. Thank you very much for reading and for all the comments yesterday. They really helped me stay calm and grounded. And then OP showed a picture of the gift in the car. And I got to say, this definitely feels unconcluded to me and a disaster actually waiting to happen. You know, spending $350 on a guy from work, but nothing from your family, even though he said in the beginning that he was going to be buying gifts for the family. And the top comment on the update was suspicious as well. Dry Ask said, he is still lying. His relationship with Kevin is highly inappropriate and unprofessional. This gift is highly inappropriate and unprofessional. He's lying about their involvement together. I don't think there is a secret Santa gift exchange at work, and even if there was, it would be capped with a price maximum of $50 or less, and the likelihood that he pulled Kevin's name is slim. I really think there are only a few options here. 1. Your husband is having an affair with Kevin. 2. Your husband is trying to have an affair with Kevin. 3. Your husband is involved with drugs and Kevin is his dealer. 4. Kevin has something on your husband and is blackmailing him. Probably that they hooked up or are hooking up and could expose him. I suggest you start digging deeper and start getting prepared for your marriage and life to implode. But again, $350. I can't think of a Christmas-like Secret Santa where it wasn't £10 in the UK. And I don't see his excuses that, you know, that's a joke. Can you just imagine if that situation did happen and Kevin opened these sunglasses, everyone, you know, got their, like Opie said, their mugs or whatever jokey gifts that they got, and he sat there with some $350 designer glasses. Holy moly. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Are you suspicious of it? Maybe you're not. Maybe you think completely different on the matter. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from OKCorner754, who says, am I the asshole for losing it and telling in-laws to stop calling me mama and trying to erase my identity? I have 2 kids, 2 female, 4 female. I fucking hate how everyone thinks of me of just being a mummy now. I don't get to be my own person. I'm just mummy. Husband doesn't face this. He gets gifts from everyone that have to do with his hobbies. Me? I get a bunch of mummy shit. Teehee, mummy needs wine. And like matching outfits. I don't mean like one of those cutesy matching pajama sets that the nurses and horse girls wear in their staged Christmas Insta pics. I mean like people actually think I'm going to go out in public wearing some cutesy matching outfits with my toddlers. As though I think they're mini versions of myself. Or dolls. From the time we got to the in-laws, it was mama this and mama that. At some point, my sister-in-law said it, and I said, you know my name is Carmen, right? She just looked at me funny and said, of course, silly. I said, so why do you keep calling me mama? You aren't going around calling husband papa. Sister-in-law just looked at me like I had 2 heads and was like, okay. This went on all over Christmas. Here you go, mama. Want another slice, mama? At that point, I was just like, do you guys mind calling me by my name instead of calling me mama? The same sister-in-law as before did the whole golly gee doe-eyed thing and said, but you're such a good mama. I said that I'm not just a mum. I gestured to the things that husband got for Christmas from them and said, why didn't you guys get him anything that says papa? Everything you gave me is somehow related to me being a mum. Why does he get to be his own person? Mother-in-law grabbed my hand and squeezed it and said that she was sorry that she made me feel like this. She was just so excited about being a grandma, and she never really thought of things like that. I was feeling a little better until sister-in-law 2 and sister-in-law 3 started going after me. One of them did that whole, are you okay? Do you need to talk to someone? You sound so angry. It isn't healthy. Faux concern thing that's meant to shame you for having any emotional response. The other one was angry and saying that, is being a mum somehow beneath you? And do you think you're better than the rest of us? And all that. When we finally left, he asked me why I kept it in for so long. And I said that I haven't. No one listened to me before. I said these things plenty of times. I've always asked them to call me by my name and not some disgusting nickname that boils me down to giving birth. He nodded but said that I put a big pallor on the weekend and that I need to apologize for the outburst at some point. I said sure, as soon as sister-in-laws apologized to me for dehumanizing me for years. We're at a stalemate. Am I the arsehole? I'm going to start with Claire Clary, who says not the arsehole. Once again, this is a case of family members needing to be confronted about their behavior because politely asking them to stop didn't work. And then it's all, why didn't you say something? Your answer to your husband is exactly correct. If you need to apologize for your outburst, then they need to apologize for their failure to listen to you until you reached your breaking point and had an outburst. Mutator says, not the arsehole. Your mother-in-law reacted appropriately, in my opinion, saying she didn't realize and had no ill intent, which I believe. Your point is well made, and your sister-in-laws just seem like people who can't take feedback. Many of my female friends who had children have expressed the same frustration as you. You are right to speak up. Froschmel says, not the arsehole, and your husband and in-laws are the arseholes. Their behavior is just BS. Good on you for speaking out and sticking to your point. I doubt it'll come, but I do hope you get an apology in the future. Don't apologize, and if needed, maybe it's time to get petty. Everyone gets gifts about their family status. Dad, grandma, and auntie-themed gifts for all. Arrow Owl says, not the arsehole, you are a human being and they are ignoring your request to be your own individual. They clearly don't respect you as you deserve, and your husband needs to support you more and resolve this problem properly so that they all treat you like a human and not a servant to your own child. If they don't change their ways and you feel like being petty, I would suggest calling them by sister-in-law 1, sister-in-law 2, and sister-in-law 3, and grandma rather than the actual names. Majestic Grocery says, not the arsehole, I hate that so much. I was getting angry just reading this. It fucking disgusts me to be called mummy or mama by anyone other than my child. I will forgive it if it's directed to the child. It disgusted and annoyed me while I was pregnant, and it infuriates me now. I'm a grown-ass adult who just happens to have offspring. I have a name and an identity beyond my former parasite. Sorry for ranting, don't apologize. And one more comment from Write Another Woods, who says, info. This isn't me casting judgment on you, so please don't take it that way. But do these people know you? I've known my in-laws for 10 years, and the only thing I can say for sure they know about me is I love coffee. What do I get for literally any occasion? Coffee. Cheap coffee. Instant coffee, exotic coffee from Winners, where they sell 8 different coffees that are all the same flavor. Coffee, coffee, coffee. These are people I've gone camping with, been to parties with, and lived next door to for years, but they never bothered to get to know me beyond coffee. To be fair, I don't care for them and make zero effort to get closer to them, for them to actually know me, my hobbies and interests, but it did make me wonder if the mama gifts are because that's the only thing they know about you. OP responds saying, that's one of the first conversations my husband and I had when I first brought this up to him. He told me that it was because they just didn't know me well, and that as time went on, things would change. I can't say for sure what they know about me or don't, but if they don't know anything, it's not for lack of trying. I know so much about his sisters from spending time with them, and from him sharing stories about them, so I would hope there is some of the same in return. But this is a great point. Maybe they are so caught up in their own worlds that they truly don't know me for anything other than having had the babies. And I kind of get that myself, but, you know, the fact that you said in your post that you've brought this up several times before that you don't like it, but it was still happening, it doesn't sit right with me. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Has this ever happened to you? Let us know. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. It's absolutely incredible. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.